My dear parishioners, after reflecting last week on the first word of our Lord on the cross, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do," we come to the second word. And like the first, it is one of forgiveness, one of mercy. We recall that one of the eight Beatitudes where our Lord said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." And what is mercy exactly? Mercy is giving someone pardon or blessing or kindness that doesn't deserve it, we say, or doesn't deserve it to that degree. So God is merciful. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is merciful because he delights in forgiving the contrite and humble heart. So the second word, of course, is that of our Lord to the one we call the good thief, the repentant thief. Now the Pharisees wanted our Lord to die. They didn't just want him to die. They wanted him to die in a way that would completely, so they thought, destroy his reputation. They wanted him crucified together with common criminals. And so two thieves were led out with our Lord. And it's a very interesting book by a bishop, I believe, a Monsignor, that I read a few years ago on the Good Thief. And it was interesting because it brought out so many things I had never thought about. But one of the things it mentioned is that there were many robbers who would waylay people who were traveling out in the hills of Judea, where there would be a distance from one city to another along the roads and no houses there, no people around, no settlements, and it was dangerous to travel. And we know that from our Lord's parable of the Good Samaritan. A man was going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who beat him and left him half dead. So what were the crimes of these two thieves that were crucified with our Lord? Certainly robbery, but might there also have been murder? We know that the man whom the Jews called out for his release, Barabbas, it says in Scripture that he was guilty of murder, not only of robbing, but even of murder. And that's why Pilate was just so shocked that they would call out for his release. These two thieves crucified with our Lord, we don't know if they had stooped so low as to commit murder, but they were guilty of thievery, of robbery. And they were tried and condemned and were crucified. Now, as our Lord hung on the cross, his enemies mocked him. The chief priests and the Pharisees and the rulers of the people, they weren't just satisfied with his death. They took advantage of the opportunity to ridicule our Lord, even going so far as to say, "If you come down from the cross, we will believe." Of course, our Lord would not. He fulfilled his Father's will, dying for our sins. But amidst all that mockery, even the thief on the left of our Lord, the unrepentant thief, also joined in this mockery. And he said to Jesus, "If thou art truly the Son of God, save thyself and us." But his companion on the other side of our Lord rebuked him. And he said, "We suffer what we deserve for our crimes, but this man has done no evil." Now, grace certainly touched his heart, but he could see that our Lord was innocent. He knew our Lord was innocent. He could see the anger, the hatred on the part of these enemies of our Lord. He could see that our Lord did not deserve this. And he stood up for our Lord's honor. And no doubt, that is what, to some degree, earned him the graces that he received. But after defending our Lord, he turned to him and said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." All he asked was to be remembered. And note how our Lord gave him so much more. "Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Because, of course, our Lord, when he died on the cross, His soul descended into limbo to comfort the just who were waiting for the reopening of the gates of the kingdom of heaven. And of course, the good thief, after he died, his soul went there. So our Lord was with him in limbo. This day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Our Lord gave so much for the little that he did. But this shows us a number of things. It shows us the importance of cooperation with grace. There was that moment of grace for this robber. He heard all the mockery, even his companion, and he knew our Lord was innocent, and he was courageous enough to speak up and defend our Lord before all of these people. And then turning to our Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. You really wonder what he thought of what he said. When thou comest into thy kingdom, what did he think that kingdom was? At any rate, he knew it was something after this life. He was about to die, as was our Lord. Now, this book that I mentioned on the Good Thief, very, very interesting, brings out, of course, tradition gives his name as Dismas, Saint Dismas, although the Roman martyrology doesn't give a name, but he's listed under March 25th as the Good Thief, the repentant thief. And March 25th, of course, is the day that traditionally is believed to have been the first Good Friday that our Lord died on March 25th. So that is the feast day of the Good Thief. There have been, in some places of the world, churches built in his honor. Because after all, he was canonized, we could say, by our Lord himself. But this example of our Lord, like the first word, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do, shows our Lord's grace, shows our Lord's forgiveness. And let us remember the beautiful promise of the Beatitude. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. We see our Lord on the cross and it's all his sufferings, forgiving his enemies and rewarding the small service done to him by this repentant thief who cooperated with grace. Let us ask his intercession, that is the good thief, to help us to cooperate with the grace that God gives us and also to practice the mercy that will earn us the reward of mercy. And peace.